Krishna, 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 Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyadi Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. When we come to a place like this, the sacred mountain of Giriraj, we have all heard certain things about him. We are not coming without informing us about the place, and we naturally want to know what will be my experience in the Govardhan retreat. As you know, we have two retreats. The second is dedicated to Krishna Katha, and this first retreat is dedicated to the chanting of the holy name. It will be very much an experience-oriented retreat. You can expect during this retreat new revelations, new discoveries. For some of us, we will even make breakthrough experiences. That is, we will all of a sudden see that obstacles which were for so long in our way are overcome. But for sure, maybe not all of you will have very deep revelations, the great epiphanies and breakthrough experiences. For sure, you will leave this place transformed. You will not be the same. You can count your years by saying, this is my life before the Govardhan retreat, 2015, and after the Govardhan retreat, 2015, my new life has started. So some transformation can be and must be expected. There is a reason why this transformation takes place. The reason is that this place where you are staying is a spiritually electric field. When you enter into with your hand into electricity, you will make contact with a certain energy. This is a spiritual electric field. It will change something in you. At the end of Lalita Madhava appears a verse which is very much talking about this power of the Holy Dham. Srimati Radharani had gone through a long period of separation from Krishna, and Krishna had finally appeared before her and asked her, Radha, ask a blessing from me. And she asked at that time a blessing not for herself but for all those who come as pilgrims to Vrindavan. And this blessing which Krishna has given to Radharani works on or will work on all of you. It has maybe already worked on you because you are here for some time, but even if you are only have arrived a few days before the Govardhan retreat, you can be sure that there is a blessing of Krishna, hanging in the air, so to say, and waiting to reach your, to be implanted in your heart. This is the a blessing Srimati Radharani asked from Lord Krishna. She said, "Oh, moon of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Chandra, give to those persons who have visited the profoundly sweet land of Vrindavan and who, with a steady heart and for a long time, yearn to someday attain you. Please, O Master of Gokula, appear before their eyes as their ever youthful friend." In other words, Radha has said, has asked to all those people who have come here to find you, my Lord, please do not disappoint them. But my Lord, please appear to these people as a youthful cowherd boy, Krishna. So Krishna has heard this request and has decided, yes, I will definitely do so. He has found out Sri Ram has come from Alachua. He remembers, Radha asked me that I must show myself to Sri Rama. Okay, I will do it. Krishna has seen, oh, here is Satya from Denmark. I must appear also to Satya from Denmark. In this way, Krishna is bound by a promise to Srimati Radharani to appear in some ways to those who come to the sacred land of Vrindavan. He's bound by a promise. He has promised it. He can't break it because it's a promise to Srimati Radhika. He must fulfill it. So we are in this Govardhan retreat hoping that we are hoping, I have to speak in the microphone, we are hoping that Lord Krishna will appear to all of us in his most merciful or most accessible form. When you look for Krishna, you must know the place or the form of Krishna where he is most likely to reveal himself. Don't look for Krishna at a place where he is not so likely to reveal himself. There's a German joke. There was a drunken man who wanted to enter his house, and as he took the key out and wanted to put it into the keyhole, he lost it. Then he went to the next street lantern and started to look there for a key, his key. So after some time, a sympathetic passerby came by and said, "Oh, you are looking for something. Can I help you? You are not in such a good condition to find something. You are a little drunk. Can I help you?" The man said, "Yes, yes, yes. So what do you look for?" "I look for my key to my house," said the drunken man. "Oh," said the passersby, "and I will try to find it for you." And they both looked under the light of the lantern. But after some time, the man said, "We could not find the key. Where did you lose the key?" And the man who looked for the key said, "I lost it over there where the door to my house is. I took it out, and the next thing I knew is it had fallen down." "Wow. Then why don't we look there?" said the man. "You lost it before your house door. Why do we look at a different place here under the lantern?" The drunken man said, "The light is better here." I think many of us are like that drunken bed. We look for Krishna, but we look at a place where we are not so likely to find him. Prabhupada once said, don't go to Vrindavan and try to find Krishna behind some bush hiding. That won't work. You will find Krishna in the form in which Krishna likes to be found by the conditioned souls of this world. Your first introduction to Krishna will be in that form where he wants to be introduced to you. Haridas Thakur says, of all the treasures which Krishna has in his treasure house, the holy name is the greatest, because it is here in the form of the holy name that the conditioned soul will find Krishna. If it doesn't work here, you will not, with the holy name, you will have a lot of trouble to find Krishna anywhere else. So when Radharani said, please, my Lord, appear to all of those who come to the holy name with a steady heart. When Radharani said, my dear Lord, please appear to all of those who come to your holy dham to find you, then Krishna said yes. It was understood he was meaning they will find me in the holy name. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur thus combined the dham with the nam. He said the dham, to go to the dham means you must connect with the name and with Krishna kam, Krishna's desires. The Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat highlights the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra as the main ways to reach siddha or spiritual perfection. He said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahe kailang ei maha mantra, iha giye japa sada, kariya nibanda. Iha oite sarvasiddhi, haibe sabara, sarvachana balaite, vidina hiara. It was one morning. Lord Chaitanya had done kirtan throughout the night. And a good group of Navadvip Vasis, residents of Navadvip, had assembled before the door of Srinivas Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out the door of Srivas Pandit. Sometimes he's called Srinivas, but Srivas Pandit is a more known name. And they asked him, what should we do? And the Lord then said, I have spoken the Maha Mantra to you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and so on. Now go ahead and chant it, being sure to take a vow to repeat it a fixed number of times every day. All perfections will come to you from chanting the holy name. Chant always. There is no other rule to follow. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in the Bengali it says, chant with a nirbanda. A nirbanda means you take a vow to complete a fixed number of rounds. This refers to those of us who feel attracted to the Vidimaga. They want to follow rules and regulations to keep them on track. And others of us who feel very interested in more spontaneous expression. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, chant always, not just 16 rounds or a greater number or lesser number, but chant always. Don't stop chanting, even when your numbers are finished. So then he said, all perfections, sarva siddhi, siddhi means spiritual perfections. For the yogis, it means to fly over the ground and to tame a wild tiger and ride on it. That's a nice way of transportation, the yogic way. For bhaktas, siddhi means the different forms of love of Godhead. All sarva siddhis, everything will come, all perfections will come from chanting the holy name. So, here on the Govardhan retreat, we can do this. We can take a vow to complete a fixed number of rounds, and we can also chant always. There are days where, which Prashanta has called kirtan from dusk to dawn. In the old version of this schedule, it said from dusk to dawn. Now it has been corrected to dusk to dawn. And there's 64 rounds day in Teya Kadamba. And there is this time less emphasis on theory, but more emphasis on practice. So we will have a lot of practice to do this. Now, Rupa Goswami says, anyone who comes and has a fixed determination for understanding his ultimate spiritual duty will quickly attain success in all his endeavors. This is the meaning of Nirbandha. Before you, this retreat will work for you only if you become a little Nirbandhi. You must be Nirbandhi retreatees. Fixed determination. Nirbandhi nim mati, Rupa Goswami says. Your inner mati, your orientation must be, I have come to this Govardhan retreat. This is different from the very joyful and festive atmosphere of the Krishna Balaram temple. This is something for going deeper. Yes, Bhurijan Prabhu, and the first session asked us to meditate about the Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wow, God, my God, in American English you would say, this is deep stuff. Very serious. Retreat is different, but in order to make full use of the retreat, you must find your retreat switch. And switch it on. You must switch off something before the retreat, and you must switch on a firm determination. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nirbandini Mati. You must become a Nirbandini Mati. Those who chant the name of Krishna with fixed determination will soon achieve the fruit of love of God. In this little talk, little tuning talk, I will try to help you to find that Nirbandha switch in your heart, that switch which is necessary for attaining spiritual success. My retreats are, my sessions are called Chanting Under the Guidance of Haridas Thakur, who was a very, very determined chanter. He once said, even if my body is cut to pieces and my life air shoop, goes out of the body, I will never abandon the chanting of Harinam. It's in the Adi Kanda of Chaitanya Bhagavad. This is called Nirbandha. a fixed determination. Other translations of Nirbandha, that is something which binds you to Krishna, is a fixed concentration. It's the unity of thought and action. You cannot just think, I will go on retreat. You must actually go on retreat. Unity of thought and action is required. It is some enthusiasm will be required to get us out of bed, because we will get out of bed against the fog of Vrindavan, which will push us into the bed. In the morning it is little foggy, little cold. Have you noticed this morning? But we will get up and chant. For this, a fixed determination is required to reach our desired goal. It means also affectionate respect for the practice. We must say, oh, this chanting is a sublime practice. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all spiritual perfections come by chanting this. So there must be a affectionate respect for this. I can't let my bebek staff, I can't my rounds stay, my beats stay hungry. It is a commitment. Only when this commitment is there will you enter into the next stage of your bhakti. My dear devotees, you can't reach a higher state by giving up a lower state. It's just like climbing a staircase. If you don't make the determination, okay, I will go to the second and third step of the staircase, you will stay on the ground floor. If you say, let me climb this staircase, but let me stay where I'm presently am, it's so nice and cozy here, then you will not be able to really get something. Never forget this. In order to get something higher, you must give up something lower. It is very important rule. It is necessary. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shocked all his devotees. There were many invitations in Puri for him to take lunch at the houses of his devotees. And he one day declared, I will only eat food in the house of the rich. And his poorer devotees, who were poor like most of us, went, oh no, my Lord, we thought you were the Lord of Prema, not the Lord of Paisa. And then Lord Chaitanya laughed. I was thinking of another wealth. I will only eat food at the house of those who chant 1 lakh of holy names a day. That amounts to something like 50 plus rounds, but we go to 64 because we know we have sometimes gone a little bit too fast on our beats and gone a little, dropped a few. So, Prabhupada also said, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the instruction to finish 16 rounds, that's a Nibandha, a fixed number, is the without offenses, the most important instruction. Now, when we speak like this, when we say, when we introduce the retreat like this, you have all come to search for Krishna here in the holy land of Braj, and Radha has bound Krishna to a promise that he would appear to you. And when we said he is most likely to appear to you in the form of his holy name, we wanted to set your mind a little bit on the task ahead. But we absolutely want to avoid that you get in the Gopal Singh Begara mood. That is, that you think the retreat is a duress, something which is heavy, something which is cold, something which is without life and joy, something where you have to commit to yourself to a certain praxis and give up the things you like, and so on. No, my dear devotees, the chanting should be done ready uchare. This means you must chant with some feeling and with some emotion. Otherwise, if you just chant with under stress, Krishna is not really willing to accept that so much. How would you like someone who comes to you and says, "I brought you a gift. I really didn't want to give it, but my friend told me I must give it. Here, you can have it. I will give you my very, very, very good wristwatch, but I really don't want to give it." You will say, "Keep your wristwatch for yourself. I don't need your wristwatch. I don't want it." So if you give your offer, if you give holy names without love and affection, there is not much of a result. There must be love and affection in your offering. That is what is most important. You must chant beautifully with a chanting, and therefore Jagatarini Mataji and afterwards Burijan Prabhu gave us such a fantastic tune in to Giriraj, where we understood he is a giver of blessings. He is very, very kind. Good. I want to now end. I would like to just have a request you to sit a little bit straight. And let us, as the sun sets on the western horizon with this very, very beautiful reddish orange color. It's already gone. No. Let us just arrive a little bit. I would like to ask you to relax a little bit by just taking a few deep breaths in and out, especially when you breathe out. You can just relax, look at Giriraj, or look just in front. You have made a long way to come here. Some of you came from America and Australia. We have Russian devotees who came from different places in Russia. Chinese devotees. We have even devotees from Switzerland, a land of unholy mountains. You have come to the Holy Name retreat. Take just a moment time and think, how would you like to chant the Holy Name? What is your ideal? Would you like to chant it with inner joy? Or maybe your ideal is to chant with devotion? Or maybe your ideal is to chant it with a more Krishna-conscious way? What is your ideal for chanting? Or what is your desire? when you hear about Haridas Thakur's commitment to chanting. Would you like that? When you see devotees absorbed in kirtan, would you like that? The second question I would like to ask you, how is your chanting at present? Are you satisfied with the way you chant? Or do you feel that there's room for improvement? The last question which I would like to you to answer while we sing is, what could you concretely do during this week to close the gap between your ideal and your present situation? We look for something like a fixed determination. For instance, you could say, I want to commit myself to participating really in all the sessions which are offered and which I find on my schedule. Or you could say, I really want to see that my chanting is not mechanical, but it is really connected. And while we now sing, please ask for blessings so that your chanting can come to this state. Desire of yours in relationship to Krishna in the form of His holy name is fulfilled. Focus in your mind on a nibbanda. It's also called a sankalpa, an intention. This intention, which you will hopefully find in your heart, can become your best friend who guides and inspires you throughout the coming 6 days. And it can be a source of inner strength at times when you have maybe the stomach problem which is to be expected in India, or if you have a little cold or running nose, at that time you will remember, I have come here with a mission. I have come here to fulfill a spiritual desire. In this way, please think about your reason why you're here and beg for the strength that you can fulfill it. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little louder, please. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Just think for a moment, my dear devotees, of all the treasures which Krishna has, prema bhakti, his wonderful pastimes, one treasure stands out to be supreme. That is his holy name. Why is it supreme? It's supreme for us in this world because we are here as souls. We are spiritual. And the only other spiritual entity in this world is not the buildings, not the mountains, except for this mountain, not bicycles and cars. And the only other spiritual entity is the holy name. Two entities, you and the holy name. And if they link, wow, Sarva City, all perfection, all spiritual perfections wait. So in this Govardhana retreat, we want to link the two, you and the holy name. Of course, many of you are already very nicely linked, but still, this is a spiritual project that means it's the never-ending project. Spiritual life is dynamic and not static. It is ecstatic. It is, can go deeper and deeper. We here, Jagatarini, Mataji, Burijam Prabhu and myself are committed to serve you together with the staff, Prashanta and Mitra and Rupanuga and Gaurahari and so many others. And we feel this is our chance to serve all of you, wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Please don't be hesitant. We are ready to serve you hand and feet so that this linkage, this bhakti yoga between you and the holy name can take place in all earnestness. And you came to the best place, the mountain of blessings. It's a mountain of blessing, not just a little pebble of blessings, a mountain of blessings waiting for us. We have a little, we will now go to the Gopinath Gardens, where we will have a little kirtan, more kirtan like this, in our super warm pandal. You will see the best of our pandals at the best place. And let us please go and not get lost on the way. But we will start in like 5 minutes. That's how much it takes to get down there. All the best for your Govardhana retreat. Jai Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki. Jai Krishna.